The 2003 Wisconsin Youth Risk Behavior Survey looks at things like use of chemicals, sexual behavior, nutrition, weapons, tobacco, and suicide. For example, almost half of the students reported they had at least one drink over the past month. That's the same as 10 years ago. And the same holds true for binge drinking, or consuming five or more drinks in a row. 29% reported doing that in 1993, 28% this year. Menominee High School educators tackled the problem when their own surveys the last 2 years found that of the students who said they drink, the average amount was almost six drinks a week. Those stark figures produced a community-wide effort. High school counselor Gary Johnson says the group first made sure students knew that half of their peers did not drink.
The belief is that instead of saying, well, everybody's doing it, so why shouldn't I? We say, in reality, 50% of students 9 through 12 use no chemicals, period.
Besides giving students the facts of who's really drinking, Gary Johnson says parents of all 6th through 12th grade students in Menominee this fall were given a chance to sign a registry. They promise that no chemicals will be in the home when kids are there for a party, and other parents are encouraged to call that home to make sure the gathering is supervised. Meanwhile, besides pointing out that not much has worked statewide over the last 10 years to decrease alcohol use by high schoolers, the latest survey found that the incidence of risky sexual behavior has gone down significantly, and smoking has also decreased. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.